Hi, I'm here with Joseph Whittle, who's the Deputy Commissioner of the Commission for Human Rights and Administrative Justice. Joe, thank you very much for agreeing to do this for me. I was just wondering if you could let me know, if you could give me your sense of how political voice has made progress here in Ghana, especially in terms of enabling the most vulnerable and marginalized populations to have their voices heard.
Right. Thank you, Aline. Alina, right. Thank you for and welcome to Ghana.
Thank you.
Right. For me, I think women and children issues have been given a lot of preeminence in terms of voice. Since the 1992 Constitution began, you'd see a conscious effort by civil society organizations, government departments like the Commission on Human Rights, the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Orientation, and other bodies like that, speaking up, coming together, galvanizing society along the issues that affect children and women. And I can say there has been a frontal attack on some of the customary practices that have held children back, held women back, and we have seen tremendous efforts in terms of the response by government in the passage of laws in other administrative, you know, things that I've set up. Ultimately, we see a better society now compared with the pre-1992 constitutional period in terms of for women and children, because human trafficking, of course, is now brought out. People are talking about it, children being trafficked and, you know, the perpetrators being brought to book before the law courts. We have cultural practices that are dehumanizing to women now being challenged, and those who are involved in continuing such atrocious customary practices being, you know, put before the courts or taken up generally. And you can see the women and children, the lot of women and children now generally improving in the country. I would say voice, political voice, has been given to them. Women can speak up now without fear that they'll be victimized by a traditional authority. Children are able to run to certain organizations like the Commission on Human Rights, like Domestic Violence and Victim Support Unit, and report cases or instances of abuses that are happening to them. And I think that it is it's a positive dimension to the issue of voice.
Thank you very much. That's very articulate also.